Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg will step back to the helm of the company he founded more than three decades ago. That would be Bloomberg LP. Michael Bloomberg told company executives late yesterday that the current CEO would leave the company by the end of the year and that he would take over. Derek Thompson of The Atlantic joins us now from New York to tell us what this means for Bloomberg and Bloomberg LP. And we're having some trouble with our line to New York, so Derek is with us via cell phone. Derek, welcome.
Good to be here.
So Michael Bloomberg has been out of office in New York for less than a year, although he still owns 88% of the company, but he had always insisted that he wasn't going to return full-time. So why did he decide to do it?
Bloomberg, the company, is known for an infamous policy that if you leave the firm, you cannot come back to Bloomberg. So it's either ironic or perfectly fitting that the man to break the dreaded Bloomberg policy is, inevitably, Michael Bloomberg. The company that he left a decade ago, though, isn't the company that he's returning to. It's richer, it's bigger, it's more global. Bloomberg is an information company. Its main business is selling terminals, these machines which are ubiquitous on trading floors and in banks. They offer up-to-second financial news. They sell for quite a lot of money, but in the last few years, as financial companies have shrunk, the business has become harder to grow. And I think he's excited by this challenge and the challenge of continuing to build out their media imprint. And for both these reasons, he found it a sort of irresistible challenge to return to.
Although it did look from some of the reporting on this like some of this may not have been exactly his choice, that he was coming back into work. He started coming into work for a couple hours a day and then maybe a few more hours a day, and that the current chief executive, Daniel Doctoroff, was just at some point like, you know what, if you're going to tell me what to do, why don't you just do it yourself?
There might have been a bit of that. It's a little bit hard to read the tea leaves, but it should be said that Doctoroff, who has been in the driver's seat since 2008, he actually joined Bloomberg just 6 months before the financial crisis started. And it should be said that he led the company through fire and water, and it has come out richer than ever. The company's revenue is up to $9 billion annually now, up from $5 billion just 6 years ago. So I don't think this should necessarily be seen as impugning Doctoroff's leadership. I think that this is the king of the kingdom, and if he says that, or at least demonstrates that he wants to get back onto the throne, that he has every right to.
But what about the idea that Bloomberg was going to spend his time out there spending his money on philanthropy efforts around the world? There were pictures of him recently in Turkey trying to get people to stop smoking there. That's been one of his big crusades. And right after the war with Gaza got going, Bloomberg was on a flight straight to Israel to show support. What about all of his personal efforts?
I'm looking around and I see all these journalists making fun of billionaire Michael Bloomberg for getting bored of charity and returning to his media company. I mean, these are media people essentially mocking somebody for taking a job in media. So I think the criticism is a little absurd. I don't know if Michael Bloomberg is bored with charity, but he is worth $33 billion today, and he will certainly be worth tens of billions of dollars when he finishes this stint at the company that he founded. And he can give away those billions of dollars away whenever he chooses.
And in terms of Bloomberg, the biggest challenge for him taking control of the company, would you say, Derek?
The singular challenge of Bloomberg right now is that it's a financial services company that's trying to grow its business into countries that its media business is reporting on. We saw this huge problem with China, a huge untapped market where Bloomberg's terminal sales are weak, and Bloomberg editors pulled a report about government corruption there. So I think that balancing these is going to be the main challenge.
Derek Thompson of The Atlantic. Thanks so much, Derek.
Thank you.